Hey, welcome to A Day at the Beach podcast number 112. My name is Clint Beachwood, and this is an hour's worth of awesome surf music coming your way. I'd like to thank Rick Wilkinson, as always, for allowing me to upload all these podcasts onto his Austin Ribbon microphone website. Without Rick and the website, these podcasts would not be possible. So thank you, Rick. And if you're interested in an awesome microphone, Ribbon microphone, and you like doing fiddling around with electronics on your own, you can save a ton of money on an incredible microphone. So check out that website if you're into that kind of thing. Going to start things off with a band from New Jersey called the Primitive Finks. Primitive Finks is the name of the band. And they have a little four-song EP out. Going to start things off with a song called 1320. So strap on those seatbelts and make sure the fire extinguisher is set, ready to go off, just in case anything should happen. This is The Day at the Beach, number 112.
Thank you.
Well, there's a band from Germany called Bang Mustang. Boy, Germany has just a ton of awesome surf bands. I can, just off the top of my head, I can think of the Kilauea's, the Razorblades. I'm going to play a Razorblade song later in the show. The Sidemen, just to name a few that I can just think of right off the top of my head. Incredible music coming out of Germany. We just heard, again, Bang Mustang. The song is called Stranded, and it comes off their album Surfin' NSA that came out last year. And started the show off with the Primitive Finks doing 1320, again, a self-titled little four-song EP. As you might have heard, I have a signed copy of Davey Allen's recent album, King of the Fuzz Guitar. This summer was his 50th anniversary. He's released two albums this summer. One was the one I just mentioned. The other is an album simply entitled 50th Anniversary. And a lot of remakes and redos of songs that have made Davey what he is today. And I have a signed copy to give away, which I'm going to do later in the show. So stay tuned for that little teaser, all right? But now a song off of the 50th Anniversary song, 50th Anniversary album, which is entitled Left Turn on Arrow Only.
We'll be right back. this and enough.
Extracurricular there from the Coconuts from their new album Space Madness. We heard Hit It and Quit It. Agent Octopus before that, rising up from the ashes of Reverb Galaxy. Agent Octopus did Spacewalk from their Bottoms Up debut release by Agent Octopus, but over there on the East Coast. And then the Surfaders from the Netherlands brought us Thoughts of a Bikini Philosopher. That comes from their new album A Greater Silence. The Razor Blades from Germany with Are You Ready for a Rock and Roll Weekend? That comes from their Snapshots from the Underground release. That came out several years ago. Again, another awesome band from Germany. And Davy Allen and the Arrows before that from his 50th anniversary release. We heard Left Turn on Arrow Only. This is the Day at the Beach, podcast number 112. I am going to give away a Davy Allen CD just a little bit later in the show, so stay tuned for that. But now we go back to the East Coast, another brand new album, maybe a month or two old, from the Atomic Mosquitoes out of the Washington, D.C. area. Bug Music for Bug People is the name of the album, and we're going to play Dial M for Mosquito. Thank you.
einfach dermaßen benutzen, das Atom.
From Belgium, that's Los Venturas with Pumpin' from their Powwow Fun Room album. Balu and Die Surf Gremlin out of Austria. We heard Colonel Rathverse Causes an Eclipse by Accident. That comes from their brand new release called Los Chicharrones del Surf. Again, Balu and Die Surf Gremlin. You can find most of these bands on Facebook if they don't have their own website. They almost all have Facebook pages. Before Balu, we heard Reverend Hank's Twang Gang, a song called Mysterious Mrs. Wong. Way back when, I think 2003, I got a promo CD, actually just a little EP, four songs, and that was one of them from Reverend Hank. At the time, it was Mr. Mumps Twang Gang. Background, I guess. And then Atomic Mosquitoes before Mrs. Wong. We heard Dial M for Murder from their new album, Bug Music for Bug People. Anyway, Davey Allen and the Arrows. Let's get back to them. I have this CD, King of the Fuzz Guitar, one of the two releases by Davey this summer. This is how you can win a signed autograph, same thing, right? A copy of that CD. kind of a two-part thing. Davey has had several influence growing up on his musical taste and style. And if you can mention one of the artists that Davey got his influence from, a band or an artist that really had a big impact on him, that's pretty knowledgeable, I think, for those of you who know anything about Davey. I need to know that. And a little more, you might have to dig a little bit deeper for this one, but there are several artists who have turned to Davey to get their musical inspiration from. I'm thinking of one in particular who first started playing the guitar. Wasn't his guitar, it was his brother's guitar, actually. And he first started playing the guitar as a result of hearing Blues Theme. So if you can tell me who that artist was, famous American rocker. There, that should give you a big clue, huh? But if there's somebody else, and there could be several other people who have gotten influence from Davey, if you can tell me who it is and what the reference is, where you got the information, I would like to know those things. So three things: where Davey got his influence, to what famous musicians got their influence from Davey, and the reference or the website or the any kind of reference where that information comes from. And send it to me somehow. Facebook, email, SurfGuitar101. They all list the date and time when you send me a message, so I will know who does it first. And in the mail will be a signed autograph. Why am I keep repeating that? A signed copy of Davey's most recent album, King of the Fuzz Guitar. It's got about 12 or 13 songs on it. A lot very familiar. You'll recognize them. Some you will not recognize and are kind of unique. So there you go. Again, Davey, I would like to thank you for signing this and sending it my way in order for me to give it away on the podcast. Shout out to Davey Allen for promoting the podcast, and I would like to do the same in return for him. Okay, let's turn our attention to the more exotic side of surf and hear a little Tiki Yaki Orchestra from their new release, Idol Worship and Other Primitive Pleasures, the Tiki Yaki Orchestra.
Thank you. Thank you.
from Argentina. That was Culebra and the Evolution Surf School doing Urban Surfer. Not to be confused with the Urban Surf Kings. The album is Surf a Revolution. They come from Argentina. Buenos Aires, Argentina. Before that, we heard, of course, the unmistakable sounds of Satan's Pilgrims doing Hester Sin. That comes from their Frankenstomp album, which is also subtitled Singles, Rarities, and More, 1993 to 2014. The Tomorrow Men from the Bay Area of San Francisco. We heard Rack 'em Up from their Futurism album this summer. And the Beach Breakers, again from Buenos Aires, Argentina. Our Legend, or Legacy in parentheses, from their Taken Care of Family Business album by the Beach Breakers. And then the Tikiaki Orchestra with that very cool Exotica sound. What a band those guys are, if you like that exotic sound. They're just incredible. Anyway, I'm going to wrap things up with three songs here and bug on out of here for another month, probably. Paris King and the Martini Kings are going to do Shadows on the Sand. That comes from their Show of Stars album, The Recruiters. A rare appearance on the show by The Recruiters. Last time I played a Recruiters song was 2009, to the best of my recollection. Quizamoto's Quandary is the song we're going to hear. That comes from their album, Recruiter Stew. And wrap the show up with Boss Fink with Phantom Hitchhiker from their summer release of RPM. And that will be this show. Just, I was just kind of going over some of the bands. Along with the United States, we heard bands from Austria, Germany, the Netherlands, Belgium, Argentina, and Canada. It is a international thing, the surf music genre, and it's great to have so many bands worldwide, so underground, so underappreciated, isn't it? But we are the lucky ones who get to hear this awesome music day in and day out, and the rest of the world has no clue what they're missing out on. Anyway, let's go to the Martini Kings. Again, the song is Shadows on the Sand. It's been podcast number 112. Again, good luck winning the Davey Allen CD. I'd like to thank him for, again, contributing to the show. Thanks, Davey. You're the best. All righty. See you next month.